The White House Report.
What is the Black agenda after the Congressional Black Caucus held their annual legislative conference last week? Well, the focus is the midterms and voting. I talked with head of the NAACP, Dr. Derek Johnson.
I looked at the midterm turnout for African Americans. We're up around 84% turnout. That's huge. We could continue this momentum. I look for positive things in November, but we cannot forget how we got here and that elections have consequences.
And in that same setting, I ran into Wade Henderson, the former head of the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights and Human Rights. Here's what he has to say.
April, we have a tremendous amount to lose. Let me begin first with the U.S. Supreme Court. The nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to be the ninth justice on the Supreme Court is the greatest threat that African Americans face to their civil and human rights. Brett Kavanaugh will be a disaster on the court for things like the Voting Rights Act, for issues like Brown versus the Board of Education, established principles that have helped to advance our community over the last 50 years. And because of his judicial philosophy, his confirmation will undermine that in ways that we can't begin to imagine. This is the 150th anniversary of the passage of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. The 14th Amendment guaranteed equal protection of the law and birthright citizenship. Those things are at risk with the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. Now, secondly, voting rights are at issue. We have long known that elections matter, but this last presidential election in 2016 confirmed that principle beyond a reasonable doubt. We know that who occupies the White House and who is in control of the House and Senate leadership will determine, in many ways, the immediate future of our community broadly defined. So African Americans have to do everything we can to maximize our political power, and that begins with the November election of this year. Regardless of who you choose to vote for, and I hope you'll choose the most progressive and correct candidate available, nonetheless, it's important that you come out and have your voice heard, because only through voting will that be established. And then lastly, there are issues with respect to residual justice that have to be addressed in our community. The problem and scourge of the need for criminal justice reform is really beyond debate. We're looking right now at a prison industrial complex that has put a substantial dent in our economic power and our ability to provide a broad array of support for our community, because both men and women, some of the most talented elements of our community, are now serving time in prison for crimes that have been exaggerated beyond a reason. So these three issues, the Supreme Court, voting rights, and reparative justice, are issues that our community has to face, and I think the CBCF conference has helped highlight all three of those and more. This has been an important time for the African-American community, broadly defined, to come together to talk about the immediate short-term needs we have, but also to begin planning a longer-term agenda for our future.
Wait, okay, you're talking prison reform, but that's one piece of the criminal justice dynamic, right? But there's also the sentencing reform issue.
Absolutely.
That this president is not dealing with right now.
He's not dealing with many of these issues. And to be frank with you, April, looking for President Trump to provide the traditional role of the presidency in helping to advance and support civil rights is a fool's errand. It's not going to happen. Because that is not his inclination, and he has shown in far more ways than I can recount here his indifference and hostility to African American interests. Having said that, we are not helpless, nor are we entirely dependent on the role of the president to advance our agenda. We have political power, we have influence, we have economic wherewithal. The question is how we are organized to use those resources effectively. That's why I'm pleased about the new leadership I see at the NAACP and the youth leadership of Black Lives Matter and the many new, young, progressive faces that are stepping up to assume leadership roles. That, for me, is the important dynamic, a missing ingredient in previous struggles that are now here and in a very meaningful way.
April Ryan, AURN News.